Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are just so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight, I'm proud to have on the show Lady Redneck. So, Stephanie Lee, aka Lady Redneck, writing songs about her downtown home roots and everyday life comes so naturally. She was raised in a musical family from the small town of Ho, Idaho, population of 23. Stephanie grew up playing mandolin, fiddle, bass, guitar, and drums, performing all over the Pacific Northwest in dusty boots. The family band sold over 40,000 units. After going solo, Lady Redneck has released numerous original and cover songs to the delight of her more than 1 million social media followers. She is a Josie Music Award nominee.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Lady Redneck. How are you?
I am fabulous. How are you?
Oh, I love hearing population of 23. That's awesome. I'm from Chicago, and there's sometimes you're like drowning here. You know, there's like way too many people. What was that like?
Very quiet. Very quiet. We actually moved when I was in junior high, but growing up there, I remember some days a car would not even go by on the street.
That's awesome.
So it's a whole different world. In fact, when I go back to visit, it just feels almost like time stands still. It's just simple.
Yeah.
It's just nice.
You know, in today's digital age, I'm a techie, but let me tell you, sometimes I crave the simplicity of no crowds and just out in nature. And I think I'm so jealous. That's really cool, Stephanie.
Thank you. It is nice. I haven't been back for a while, and it's nice whenever I can go back.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about all these instruments you play. Which one would you say is your main instrument?
I'd actually say the piano is my main instrument. Guitar is right behind the piano, so one of those, but I'm definitely better at the piano than I am the guitar.
Okay. And how old were you when you started playing it, and what got you going in that direction?
So, as you read in my bio, I grew up in a really musical family, and so my parents were always playing in bands, and then my dad went back to school, actually, when I was in junior high, and he was a music major, so he was bringing home instruments all the time, and as soon as I was six, I started guitar and piano, and then which later turned into a little more fiddle than violin.
Yeah.
But it just kind of, I mean, that's where it started. We had the family band. And so we were always performing. My dad had a motto that a family that plays together stays together. So we did corporate events, fair circuits, weddings, and just about everything in between. And that's just what we did. We just grew up with instruments in our hands and ready to perform at any time.
That's awesome. Tell us a little bit about when you started songwriting.
I've written songs my whole life. I just have never shared them until 6 years ago.
Okay.
And, you know, my dad was a songwriter, and he'd got some honorable mentions with some of his songs. And I think where music was such a big part of my life, it was just how I expressed myself. So even in high school, if one of my teachers asked me to write an essay about something or other, quite often it'd end up in a poetry form. And I think it's just kind of partly how my mind thinks. And so songwriting just seems and feels really natural to me.
Yeah. So your family being musical, do you think that was a gift, or do you think that was like, did that create a lot of pressure maybe?
I think it was a gift. My family, they're very humble people, and they're very just kind and generous and would do anything for anybody. And we didn't have a lot of financial means and just grew up loving what we did. And so it was all about the music. And it was just, I feel like it was such an advantage and such a blessing to grow up that way. I didn't appreciate it at the time. And I think a lot of times when you grow up, whatever situation you grow up, a lot of times you don't appreciate what you were blessed with maybe until later. And that was I loved doing the shows, but I hated practice. And I was just what I did. But now that I'm like, now that I'm, you know, out of the house and everything, it just definitely, I can see what a huge blessing that it was.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. When was the last time you performed in public? I know COVID's been kind of tough on everybody.
Yeah, so Friday night, I actually did a show on Friday, and that was a lot of fun. It was kind of a local town square type of deal, and it was just a lot of fun.
Okay. And how do you typically handle mistakes during a performance? Do you just kind of ignore them, or do you, you know, what do you do?
I ignore them and act like they never happened and smile and act like it was part of the arrangement.
I think, you know what? It's kind of funny. I think when we all start, it's like this mortifying moment. And then I think the more experience you get, you just really don't get, you don't care. You're just like, whatever.
Yeah.
People don't notice it anyway.
It's true. I think most musicians are so much harder on themselves anyway and critical. So... But I agree. I think that the more you play, you just realize it's part of it. You're never going to be perfect at it.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point you might be, but, you know, overall.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us a little bit about your process. Do you start with the piano? Do you get a melody? Are you humming something? How do you get started with songwriting?
So, and it's been different for different songs, but quite often with me, I mean, the first song that I actually released out there that I'd written, I was scared to death to do. That song was given to me in the middle of the night when I couldn't sleep. And all of a sudden, it was like I'd been going through some hard things. I was stressed. I was exhausted. And literally the words, the song, the melody, everything, the chord progressions, everything came into my head as fast as I could write them. And I knew that that was a gift because it just, I mean, I could hear it in my head as I was writing it. But that was an amazing experience. I've had it since then. I've had that happen two other times. But for the most part, I'll get either a title in my mind and think, or an idea and think that would be really fun to write a song like that. But I'm not one that's going to just sit down with a pen and say, okay, time to write a song. Because I feel like with creative vibes and with the whole creative energy, it's better just to let it flow. And so quite often there'll be which I hardly ever lie down because it's not my personality. But if I lay down to take a 20-minute nap, quite often that's when a song had come to my mind because I think my mind's quiet enough just to let everything just kind of come to me. And so usually the songs come to me if I'm out, you know, going for a walk or doing something where I'm actually not thinking about them.
Yeah. Well, your mind, I think subconsciously is working on it. So that's really cool.
I think it is too.
Yeah.
Words are powerful. Like you talked about in your introduction, I think that people don't realize how powerful words really are.
I agree with you. I think whether it's songwriting, whether it's books, words just make the world go round, at least in my heart and my mind. So,
definitely.
How do you balance music with your other obligations, whether they're friends, family, kids, all the other stuff? How do you balance it?
That's been kind of an ongoing struggle to some extent. It's quite a bit easier now, though. My family and God, to me, always come first. And so... music is such a big part of my life, and I like to keep things organized. And so I actually delegate so much time each day that I'm going to spend on music, and I plan things out ahead of time. And so as long as I've got it planned out and everything organized, it's really not hard at all, because being something that I love, number one, and so I'm always motivated and ready to do it. It's just making sure that I give everybody and everything the right amount of the time and attention that it needs.
Sure, I get that. Tell us about this song that we're going to listen to in a minute here. What inspired it?
Okay, Pray for Peace was actually inspired with just what everything that was going on in the world right now with Ukraine and all of the contention and the hatred. There's just a lot of unkind things happening, I guess, in this world. In December, I kind of stepped back from my music a little bit and started thinking about what I really wanted to do and the direction I wanted to head. And I guess it was such an time to kind of introspective for me, because I needed to kind of go inside myself and decide if I needed to make some changes or what I wanted my music truly to be in this world. And I decided that I wanted to bring more light and I wanted to bring more goodness and more peace. And so that song was one that I just felt like needed to be sung and needed to be written at this time. Just to remind everybody, part of the words say, we'll join hand in hand, all color and creed, united as one, we'll pray for peace. because we do need to be united and we need to be loving and kind and not be so easy to be offended, and just together pray for peace and God will hear our prayers.
Yeah, I totally get it. All right, Stephanie, I'll tell you what, let's take a listen to the song and then we'll come back and talk a little bit, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Awesome. All right, everybody, check this out. Here we go.
Begun, torn apart, fathers and sons. Savior, be with us, we need your light. There's gotta be a way to solve this fight. Too much hate, we're taking sides. How many more have to die? It's okay if we disagree. We gotta learn to live peacefully, 'cause we all want peace. We all want love. We are children of God. He's our Father above. We'll join hand in hand, all color and creed.
Well, that was a really cool song, Lady Redneck. Thank you for sharing it with us.
My pleasure.
Do you rely on your family to help you figure out if a song you wrote is something you should release out into the world?
I always run it by my husband. And then after him, my fans are my label. It's been the way that I've been able to record as much music as I have, as well as set up quite a few of my shows, do a lot of the promoting. And so with my fan club that I have, I actually will run the song by them and let them help me decide which one. Because usually I've written two or three songs and I've got it narrowed down each time I go to the studio, and I just have them help me pick.
Yeah, that's great. I think fans are a very important set of people to bounce ideas off of, for sure.
They are. And, you know, people love to be part of the journey. They like to see your progression. They like to be able to be a part of the music. And I think that that's one of the biggest advantages that we have with music today, is just having that opportunity to let it be not just a solo thing. It's a group effort now, and it makes it more fun.
Yeah, for sure. Tell us about your superpower. What is your hidden superpower that you want to share with us?
Oh, I was worried for a second that you'd found out.
Yeah.
am. Oh, a superpower. Wow. My superpower, like if I had one, what would it be? Is that what you're saying?
Sure. If you don't actually have one, yeah, we can go that route.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I understand the question now. So as far as the superpower that I have is probably just to I try to be kind and good to everybody. So my goal is when I am out of the house just to make everybody happy. Like, so if I see somebody and they can tell they're having a bad day, I'll try to give them a compliment, or even if they're not having a bad day, just to bring a smile on somebody's face. I feel like that's probably one of my greatest superpowers is just being able to try to be kind. Sounds simple, but it is an important power.
Sure,
So I'm going
absolutely.
to stick with that.
Okay. That's a story and you're sticking to it.
That's what I'm sticking to.
Is there a favorite person you have to follow on social media? And obviously, you can't say me, you got to pick somebody else.
Oh, okay. Since I can't say you. All right. That would be, let's see, who has a favorite? There's a lot of people that I follow. I'm trying to think of a favorite person. Let me think real quick. I'm not sure. I follow quite a few people. I follow different things for politics, different things, people for makeup and beauty, different people for fitness. So I don't know that it's, I'm not, I can't think right off.
Okay, no problem. Is there a favorite book that you want to share with us that you've read in the last year?
There is, yeah. I love reading books, and I do really, one of my all-time favorites is actually, I listen to it on Audible all the time. I love to read, but I find myself listening to books if I'm not listening to music quite often. And there's a book called Atlas Shrugged that I absolutely loved, and it broadened my ideas and perspective of life. And I would highly recommend that book if you're looking for one to read. It is life-changing, I believe.
Okay, really cool. Are there any apps on your phone that you can't live without?
Besides my alarm clock, my guitar tuner, let me think that I absolutely can't live without. That would probably, oh gosh, it's probably just my iTunes app. I love being on that and just listening to music.
Okay.
I also have a gospel library, one that has like the Bible and has scriptures on it that I really enjoy as well and that I read on every day.
Okay, cool. Is there something you have coming out this year for the fans that you want to share with us tonight?
I'd love to. I've got a song coming out June 3rd that is Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. And this is a hymn that I did not write. And it is just a beautiful song of gratitude. And a lot of my songs have really heavy guitar, and this song has a different vibe. It's literally just me and my piano, my own timetable. I'm not on metronome. Everything is just all feeling and all heart. So I'm really excited to release that, and then I'm going to actually have a patriotic song coming out after that.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit about where can people hook up with you on social media, your website, where can they buy your stuff, stream it?
Definitely. And if you look me up, I'm kind of all over the place. I'm on all of the social media apps. If you just type in Lady Redneck, you should easily be able to find me. Some of them are Lady Redneck Music. My website actually has music you can listen to. It has my merch on there as well. And my website is ladyredneck.org. So that's a great place if you want to just kind of listen and see what I have. But I am really interactive on social media. So if you'd like to do that, you can find me there as well.
Okay. So, Stephanie, one of the questions I like to ask everybody is about scams so we can protect each other. Tell us about a scam that's out there that you might have fallen for, or just so something you want to warn us about.
This one was a big one for me. Actually, it goes along with social media, I guess, right off. I have people that are always pretending to be me, and they'll write to my fans and they'll use my pictures, and yet they only have like 300 or 500 followers. And so I've tried to warn my fans, like, if it doesn't have, X amount of followers, please realize that is not me. And unfortunately, messages through the past where people have been angry and thought that they were talking to me, like I'm secretly sending the messages, which I'm very open about being happily married. I'm not going to be telling anybody I love them online or sharing, deep, intimate secrets. And so, but I'll have people just saying, why did you do this? And I'll say, you know what? That was not me. I'm very sorry that happened. And so I would just say, be careful. I really appreciate when somebody sends me a message and just asks me, like, did you send me that message? And then it gives me the opportunity to say no, and please be careful. And, you know, so yeah. It's so unfortunate.
Yeah, I hear you. People, especially nowadays when you can morph pictures and video and make it seem like you're doing something you're not. You know, God, being famous is really, really tough. Everybody wants it, but man, there's such an invasion of privacy, and it's just the tip of the iceberg.
That's a very good point. It really is.
Yeah. Do you have any cool road trips planned that you want to share with us?
Yeah. Well, I'm actually going to be heading up to Idaho for a family reunion next month and hopefully be playing some music up there. Still working on that. And then at the end of the summer, possibly the Florida Keys.
Okay. Never been to the Keys. I've heard a lot about them, but I've heard it's a cool place.
Yeah, it really is. It's nice.
Yeah. All right, Stephanie, I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. You're a wonderful guest, and I had a blast.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So thank you to everyone out there for spending a little time with Lady Redneck and I. We both hope your unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sarantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. I love you guys. Have a great night.
Listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.
This program was mixed and mastered by Landis Maitland Whitelaw at landismaitlandwhitelaw.com. Thank you.